The Balancing Point, from the group at espavo.org. Greetings, dear ones. I am the Keeper of Time. I join you this day because your time frames are starting to move incredibly fast. It's a very interesting process for us to watch, because now things are rapidly bubbling to the surface. It's a wonderful time because you are in the era of mastery. These are the times where you can take anything and master it very quickly. It might help to define what mastery truly is from our perspective. Quite simply, it means that what you have mastered no longer causes you a problem because your flow through life is not restricted. During these times, it is actually the flow that you can master rather than every aspect of things that enter your life. And that will also lead to the mastery of life, dear ones, which is why you came to Earth. The mastery is starting to take place on different levels, and many amazing things are starting to move simultaneously. Although it is still quite separated on planet Earth, that is starting to change ever so slightly. How can you help? Probably the most important part is to realize that there were no sides to begin with. Yes, people are looking at this over here, and others are looking from a different perspective. However, if you pull back far enough, you can see that everyone has the same base motivation. Perhaps everyone wants to accomplish it in different ways. In reality, you all have the same needs and desires. And it's worth recognizing, because that alone will resolve a lot of the differences and challenges that are now bubbling up to the surface. Yes, much is changing very rapidly, and you'll see more of it soon. Take it for what it is, an opportunity for mastery. With recent changes in the introduction of the virus, many have been thrown into survival mode. Remember, sometimes it is necessary to walk through the mud puddle to get to the other side. Do not fear that, or concern yourself with where you are at any moment. Instead, look at the larger picture of the direction in which you are traveling. All humans are now living in a very thin and continually narrowing sheet of reality, which is changing every moment. It's almost as if you're looking at the world through a picture window, which has started to frost over and become distorted. You're also starting to see that it's simply a game. And that can be very scary for many because you take life so seriously. Both physical and emotional pain can be especially challenging. Grandmasters of adaptation. We also tell you that humans are grandmasters of adaptation. And if you don't think so, all you need to do is go back 6 years or so. Look back at what you were doing in your life then, what you believed, and your thought process you were working with at that time. See how much you've changed in just that short a period of time. Then if you go back 6 years prior to that, you'll also see a change, but not nearly the same kind of upside-down change that you've experienced recently. From a larger perspective, this energy is opening opportunities for mastery. These may be opportunities to master a relationship, or master a problem that you continually bring into your life again and again. The thin sheet of reality on which you play this game is narrowing and changing. Soon, you will start to see more of the other side of the veil. Although it can be confusing, it is a clear step forward. Spirits are stepping into a higher vibrational status. But that doesn't happen in a moment, and it isn't yet visible to most. Rather, it's a slow, gradual movement in motion. And yes, sometimes you take a step back. You're human, after all. But you're also making rapid advancements that are much larger than you may see. In reality, each and every one of you are leaving a trail of light behind you that others can follow to find their way in the darkness. Balancing extruded consciousness. Even if you make mistakes on your path and fall out of balance, it can be mastered. All things can be mastered. Every imbalance creates opportunities to achieve a deeper balance. From a larger perspective, societal imbalances precede massive change and ultimately achieve a new, deeper balance on that level. The larger intent of the game is to bring back together that which has been separated in order to play this game. All have started from this one source, and consciousness has extruded in many different directions. It could even be said that you're all extruded consciousness of source. Although you think you're the opposite of this one over here, in fact, you came from the same source that we all call home. As you encounter people who see things from a different side of the fence, know that they're also serving a purpose. The collective of humanity has an opportunity to relook at everything during these times of mastery. Then choose carefully what you bring into the next level. That's why there are so many things taking place right now. Dear ones, you're approaching a balancing point. This has happened over and throughout history. Societal balancing points. There are many times when all games reach incredible balancing points. Earth is no exception and is reaching that balancing point now. It is at this stage where things start to teeter, to go this way or that. Most of the time, it leads to an evolution and a better balance. As societies change or fall apart, sometimes it goes in different directions entirely. Right now, the balancing point of Earth is related to your separation, as well as to your ability to be separated, which is largely the effect of living in a house of mirrors. The pendulum has been in motion, is now at that balancing point. Will it swing back the other way, still being out of balance? Will it continue its divisive swing in the direction it is aimed? Or will it find a new balancing point? These are the questions that humanity is deciding right now. And it's going to be about the connection. If the collective is unable to connect, or if you are unable to see each other without demonizing one another, it will determine the next movements of the pendulum. The interesting part is that you'll be able to step forward into a higher vibration together. There's no penalty for people who don't think the same way you do. Humans are wired for empathy, and now is the time to build on that. The truth is that you can still express love. But that is light in the darkness. And now a larger question. What happens when you die? The virus, still active on Earth, feeds on division. You can find ways of creating a home connection on what many of you know as the concept of heaven on Earth. This is a simple place where you're all connected. You may have images of heaven or what happens to a spirit when it leaves the physical body. We tell you, dear ones, it's very difficult for us to try and describe home. You're all a part of each other. When you leave this physical body, you become part of everything again. That's what happens to you, and it's more amazing than you can possibly understand. You have no idea how narrow your game board of reality really is. The players on the game board are all strands of extruded consciousness evolving out in so many different ways. When that energy returns home, it integrates and evolves everything that it integrates with. It even integrates into people they had relationships with while on Earth. Even though they were left behind when a loved one dies, those left behind actually have a chance to integrate a part of the living energy of the departed into their physical body and walk with it henceforth. It's not just a memory or an intent. It's a partial integration of a living spirit, and it happens all the time. It is always a choice that is made during the process humans call grieving. We see grieving as an integration process, when the human learns to walk with a new balance created by the integration of the departed. There is a wave of grief on Earth at this time. Anger, of course, is a natural state of grief, so be on guard and understand that where some of this is coming from. You all started at the same place, and you all have home to return to as you step out of those bodies. In the meantime, we ask you to, with all the intent, to treat each other with respect. No matter who you are, no matter what side you think you're on, nurture one another and open those doors whenever possible, in such a way that you make it easy for people to step in. Know that you're playing a new game. I am the Keeper of Time. Greetings, dear ones. I am Merlia. I join you this day with great joy from our side of the veil. You see, things are shifting very quietly. Even though many changes are now in your headlines and getting all of your attention, there's an incredible movement taking place very quietly as this feminine energy starts to ground in very deep ways. In the times of distraction, the feminine found ways to integrate with the masculine to create a level playing field never before seen. Now, it does take some effort, and there is much more to come, but there's a lot being decided about the equality on Earth right now. The feminine energy is stabilizing the energy of the future. It is quietly rising now. And of course, as things come in a new wave, there's always the recessional wave. There's always a little bit of the pushback. But that's how things move forward. Then they go forward with a little further and a little further each time until change is actually achieved. The magic that you hold in this process is beyond your understanding. You see, dear ones, you are creator beings, each and every one of you. What you hold in your mind and match in your heart is manifest in front of you. Repeating light. Most of the time, you don't realize it because you're creating all sorts of things that you're not consciously aware of. But repetition is one of the keys to communication. As you know, if you listen to a song for the first time, it can sound nice, but it doesn't really stir your life. No, it doesn't really connect with you until you're playing it at 3 or even 4 times. The repetition of it is what actually creates that energy, or that feeling of familiarity. What you are doing is recreating emotional memories. And that is also true with all of your creations. You see, humans become accustomed to creating the same thing over and over and over. It becomes part of a belief system, which is what we call BS. Those belief systems are connected in the collective, and that can be controlled with repetition. You simply say, if I believe this, then it must be true. Well, not always, dear ones. That will become very clear to all of humanity as everyone steps into a collective life lesson of truth. It's the fascinating part to see. The life lesson of integrity right behind truth, but now things are sort of mixing many of those things up in different ways. The idea is not to find something that you can call right or wrong, but to find out where you can give love unconditionally. That's all that matters. That is the beautiful part about all of this, the connection that you all have, for you all come from the same essence. When we talk about you coming home and leaving the physical body, you're all part of everything. If you can stretch out even a little bit into the energy while you are incarnate, you can prepare a nice place for you to live in the experience of the remainder of your time here on planet Earth. You also begin the multidimensional unification of mankind. There's a reconnection to your own multidimensional selves, which begins a process of moving into higher vibrational space with less density. Physical pain and general resistance of life become much less. You'll find your natural magnetism pulls in creations from the universe more easily. In essence, you become more magical and more perfect, which gives a spirit a new game board on which to play. Imagine. Imagine a state of life where things start moving aside very gracefully and easily, almost as if you were magic. Well, dear ones, the magic has always been there. You had to hide it from yourselves in order to play the game at this level of density. You are multidimensional in nature, so you hit a little bit of your magic over here and a little bit over there. There are different places throughout your multidimensional experience of the same soul. And you are thinking that reality is what you are experiencing right now. What are you good at? What can you claim as mastery? What can you share with other people to teach them? Those questions are becoming very important during these times, because you're all evolving together as one. And that's the part that you can't see, especially when you're experiencing separations like you have. But that is starting to change. A new grip on reality is possible for every single human if only you hold hands. Dear ones, you have all these waves of crazy coming in, doing things that you've never done before. The word unprecedented is now your norm, and you're moving at an incredible pace. The idea is to breathe. And when you get scared and things start moving a little too fast, all you need to do is to reach out energetically. Take each other's hands and energetically connect. Or connect over the internet. The most important part is to connect out of the heart, is what you have brought to this beautiful planet. And it's your part that you carry in this game. It is sorely needed now, more than ever before. You will have opportunities. Some will be obvious, others will be hidden. Many of you have traveled backwards in time to be here. And now that you've made it, welcome home. It's with the greatest of honor that we ask you to treat each other with respect. Nurture one another and play well together every opportunity as you create this brand new game in harmony. I am Merlia. Come up and see me sometime. Espavo.